We're doing the Miri Seder Kabbalah. The Miri was describing Avraham Avinu, and the Miri writes, "B'tchilat limudo," when Avraham started learning about monotheism and teaching, I guess, about monotheism, "Nigla tov mizgov nitpasem yosher rachanato." So his reputation spread quickly. People heard about how great he was, how fine he was, what a spectacular person he was. Whoever knew Avram, they knew where Avram was headed. They understood the greatness that was concealed within Avram. Long before Avram reached his potential, people recognized who he was going to be. And that's what I think our sages meant when they said, "Ben shalosh akirat boreo." Chazal say Avram Avinu recognized God at 3 years old. What does that mean? Romez al pirsuma chanato. That means that at 3 years old he was famous. He was a child prodigy. At 3 years old, people said, "Wow, he's got a future. Look at that kid. Look at how smart he is." Romez al pirsuma chanato veyot kol olam akirim et achito. Everyone knew where he was headed. Everyone knew he was going to be a giant. Everyone knew that Echad haya Avram. God says there was only one Avram. And Avram was spectacular, and the generation recognized it, and they recognized the threat. Hitzliach belimudo ve'esig ha'tachlit ma'shev sha'alo lefi tivo. He was so brilliant, he got as far as a human being can get in understanding God's running of the world. You guys never thought of Avram as a genius, did you? You never thought of Avram as the most powerful orator. Remember, the Miri said there were people before Avram who practiced monotheism, and they had a following. But no one was as good at getting a crowd as Avram was. He had the best Machon Meir on wheels. The best. And he was a genius at 3 years old. He made it to the top. He figured everything out. Everything there was to figure out philosophically, he had down pat by age 40. That's what our sages say, that at 40 Avram recognized his creator. He had a more intimate knowledge of Hashem. Avram reached great heights at age 40. Avram found himself on a very high level. He was whole, and the rest of the generation was decrepit. At that point he got prophecy, and then, with his great wisdom, he started his Machon Meir on wheels, calling out, telling people what God was about. They didn't have internet back then. There was a time before internet, and Avram lived in that time. There was such a period, and they didn't have age.com. So, Avram traveled and told people about God. And he had quite a following, tens of thousands. You're talking about a huge nomadic tribe following Avram wherever he'd go. La'avod et Hashem, these people believed, like Avram, in Hashem and the importance of serving Hashem. V'le'ached shmo ba'olam, to recognize the unity that Avram, that God is one. Le'ver elilim min ha'aretz, and to get rid of all the paganism in the land. So this was a threat. This was some movement. Tens of thousands. This one man. You can understand that the kings, the pagan kings, felt threatened. V'ya'az b'shnat nun bet le'leidato. He was 52 at age 52. Avram leaves his home territory of Haran. When Avram was 52, the world was 2,000 years old. 1948, Avram was born. The year 2000, he is 52 years old and he's traveled. And now we're going to pick up over here with the Talmud's description of the first 2,000 years of creation being 2,000 years of Tohu. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.
What was the source for...